Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Tomorrow night we'll be at KCAL, Channel 9, and on TV at 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30.
It's going to be exciting. I always love to go to KCAL 9, and if you want to check us out, DVR it or TiVo it, the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 10 o'clock newscasts on KCAL 9 tomorrow night.
Damn. Wow. All right, it's 9 o'clock. That must be news with Robin, everybody.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And instead of my mace, I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's JLD.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Robin.
Could I get some snow?
Yeah.
Hi, Robin. What's in the news?
Well, Amy Winehouse has canceled all concerts and public appearances for the rest of the year on doctor's orders. A rep for Winehouse states the rigors involved in touring and the intense emotional strain that Amy has been under has taken their toll. Now, she did take a moment to do a brief conference, and we have audio of that. A1.
All right, A1, here we go. Amy Winehouse in a news conference, right? Oh, here we go.
Miss Winehouse, do the cancellations have to do with illicit drug use or your husband?
No, no, no.
Miss Winehouse, Meatloaf recently canceled his remaining tour because of a cyst. Are you having similar problems?
No, no, no.
Well, did they try to make you go to rehab?
No, no, no.
Miss Winehouse, can you at least tell us what exciting career moves we can look forward to in your future?
No, no, no.
Could I get some snow?
No, no, no.
Wow, there he came out of nowhere, that guy.
Can I get some snow?
Was he there? He was at the news conference?
I guess he was there. He
right
snuck
off,
in.
Right by the wing, right where she was standing.
Wow.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, former President Bill Clinton is on the campaign trail in support of his wife. Here is what he had to say about presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton. C2.
All right, Clinton's talking about each other.
I do believe that when Hillary is elected, she will get our nation back on the right track, the track we were on during the 8 years that we were in the White House together. When our country was not worried about casualties in Iraq or confrontations in Afghanistan, we were not worried about rogue regimes in Iran gaining access to nuclear weaponry. Instead, back in the good old days, we were concerned about inappropriate sexual relationships with subordinates. You remember the good old days, don't you? I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. And then about a year and a half later, I said, indeed, I did have a relationship with Miss Lewinsky. Nobody died. It wasn't bad. I mean, it wasn't a good time, but I mean, it could have been a lot worse. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America. And I still believe in a place called hope. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
I was waiting for the snow guy in there.
He really pours it on, doesn't he?
Oh, Bobbo. All right, the Clintons, 8 more years possible.
Well, that's what he said. He said, you know, she'll get us back on the right track, kind of alluding to the fact that he had it on the right track and it's been off track and, you know, she'll get in there and, of course, he'll be with her.
I wonder what his reaction would be if she banged one of her interns.
It would depend, like a dude or a chick?
Let's say a dude.
Dude, I think he might have a problem with that. He might be humiliated. I can't believe you did that to me. You publicly humiliated me. That was wrong. That was wrong. I would never do it.
What a crew. All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, a bank teller had a million reasons not to open an account for an Augusta, Georgia man Monday. 31-year-old Alexander D. Smith was charged with disorderly conduct and 2 counts of forgery after he walked into the bank and tried to open an account by depositing a fake $1 million bill. We have audio for the bank's security camera where the incident occurred. M3.
All right, M3, guy with $1 million bill, man.
Okay, sir, I can help you at this window right here.
Yes, I'd like to open an account with you guys.
Oh, very good. And what would you like the starting balance to be today?
Here, I think this'll do.
Sir, is this $1 million bill?
Yes, it is. Now, what kind of interest rates are you guys offering right now?
I'm sorry to tell you this, but I don't think this is real.
It's totally real. Don't worry. So, do you guys offer a Roth IRA program?
Sir, it doesn't even have a watermark. I'm holding it up to the light. There's nothing there.
I assure you it's real. So, do you guys have a real estate holding firm here, or
is
should I go to a separate place?
Is there a picture of Mickey Mouse in the background?
Ma'am, that is William Henry Harrison, our 16th president.
16th. Sir, Abraham Lincoln was our 16th president.
I think you're wrong.
Sir, I'm sorry. I'm afraid you're going to have to come back when a manager's here. I don't even know what to do with this bill.
Can you cash it then?
Okay, would you like that in denominations of 5 or 10?
Give me 10s and 20s.
Okay.
I don't understand why they arrest the guy. I mean, obviously, he's just, you know, he's effing with them, right?
Well, it's, you know, it's the federal government that patrols that. They take it very seriously.
Yeah, but shouldn't they just, you know, take him and fly him to Burbank and put him on the Leno show?
Right, do a publicity tour?
Yeah, this is the clown that tried to cash $1 million bill.
No, I think they take it a bit more seriously
but
than
what
that.
What is he going to get? Robin, did they say what kind of prison time or jail time he's looking at?
They did not indicate that at this time. He was charged, but
yet. The Secret Service does that. I mean, that's what the Secret Service does. I think the Secret Service was created to stomp out counterfeiting. And of course, they become better known as the protectors of the president and his family. But
yeah, but if you walked in with one of those big checks, you know, you get like at a golf tournament.
Right.
And it's like 4 feet by 3 feet, and you try to cash it. Wouldn't they just laugh at you and kick you out of there?
Yeah, you walk
why is everyone so serious nowadays?
You walk in with this big piece of cardboard here. Ed McMahon just left my house. He dropped this off. Can I slide this through the window?
Yeah, $15 million.
Or do you want to open the door and I can kind of just hand it to you? I don't think it'll fit under the glass.
People have no sense of humor anymore. The guy's trying to cash $1 million bill.
It's a joke. Come on.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, finally, on Tuesday, a judge was bounced from the bench for jailing 46 people after none would own up to a cell phone that began ringing during his court session. Judge Robert Restaino snapped and engaged in what can only be described as 2 hours of inexplicable madness during the March 2005 session. And we have exclusive audio from the cell phone incident in the courtroom. J19763.
Jesus Christ. All right, J19763. 762 or 763?
No, 19,763.
763, here we go.
Your Honor, we, the jury, have come to a decision.
All right, we will raise that. Is that someone's cell phone ringing? I'm going to let everyone know now that if your cell phone is ringing, you'll be held in contempt of court. Do you understand? All right, you can go ahead, juror.
Okay.
Ring, 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 ring. Banana phone.
Wait a second. Is that banana phone? Hold on. All right, admit to it now, and I won't put you under arrest.
I hump with a condom.
Wait a second.
I hump with a condom.
Another ring. Is that a Tom Likas ringtone?
Peanut butter jelly time.
Hold on. Peanut butter jelly time. This is not allowed in a court of law.
A gay boy wish for a planet full of unicorns.
Unicorn planet? What are you people doing? Listen, and one more cell phone ring and you will all be under arrest. Is that Wham? Can you turn that up?
Judge likes Wham, I guess.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Who doesn't like Careless Whisper?
Yes.
Oh, Robin, man.
Oh, no, that's what's happening.
And that's the news with Robin, everybody.
Robin, right. With the news.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry Wachowski put together this this opening song. We want to get the our listeners' opinion of it.
Right, smash it or trash it.
Yeah. I don't know whether we'll take the first seven calls and either we'll continue to play it, majority rules.
Well, that would be smash it.
Or?
Trash it.
Trash it. Right.
Get rid of it.
All right. And so we'll leave it up to the audience. Let's say the first five out of nine.
All right, I want to take nine calls.
Yeah.
All right.
Five out of nine.
By the way, I have the DJ handbook here. If you want, Tim, we have an option here. We can call this smash it or trash it, or...
Let's just call it...
You can call it crank it or yank it if you want.
Yeah, let's come up with a new term. Like either play it or don't play it. Make it real flat.
Well, I prefer...
Houndini's in here.
Oh, Houndini. Look at it. Whoa. Houndini's going to go to the bowl now, and whatever bowl Houndini goes to, you know it.
All right. They seem to work for him.
I love that bit.
All right, let's do smash it or trash it, or crank it or yank it.
All right, but here's the deal. We're going to play the full song for you, and then ask you to call up, and you tell us whether you want us to continue playing this song. Jerry Wachowski and Adam Makadocious,
right,
who's on the Street Squad.
Right.
Celebrating his 12th year on the Street Squad, I think.
Ah, you said it, man.
It's actually DJ Maccabee.
D- DJ Maccabee.
And G-Dub.
And MC Jewy Jew. I think it's important.
Who wrote the lyrics? Who wrote the music?
Well, the hook was written by DJ Maccabee, and I wrote most of the verses.
I think that, you see, people are calling now. I think it's...
You gotta wait.
I think it's best to wait. I guess if these people are on hold, they'll hear the song on hold. But you have to wait to hear the entire song before you render a verdict.
Yeah, Gina, let's hang up on everybody. And until the song is done, we got to give these guys a fair shot.
Right. I mean,
because we get people who just hate Jerry.
Right. They want to trash it or they want to yank it. You know,
he shouldn't do that. Right, Jerry?
Well, I mean, I think I already know what the outcome's going to be anyways. But
I like the song.
And the music, actually, I should give a shout out to Taj, another guy in the Street Squad.
What are you eating?
I was just eating some sandwich.
All right. Jesus. All right, here we go. It is the new opening theme song, or at least a new possibility.
Right. I mean, we can't abandon Studs.
I like it. I like this song a lot. That's my opinion.
I mean, maybe we could use Studs at 9 or 10 o'clock or something, because it's been kind of our theme since I got here.
All right, here we go. It is Smash It or Trash It.
Yes.
All right, here we go.
G-Dub, get that man a Shevitz.
Hey, man, take off that keeper. This ain't Yom Kippur.
Fill that glass up with that kosher juice.
Hey, man, get out from under that chuppah. We need to listen to 97.1.
It's the Valley Stud. You know what time it is, player.
97.1. It's 8 o'clock. Time for hot talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot.
You know it
97.1,
is.
97.1. Time for ear fun.
What?
With my two main men, Conway and Whitman.
8 o'clock, time for hot talk.
Yeah.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot. 97.1, time for ear fun with my main man, Conway Whitman.
8 o'clock rolls around, putting on C and Dub.
Yeah.
This stuff is hot, gonna pour me some Jewish bub. We got Gina, Jerry, Tim, and Brian naming them tunes. And later on, we're gonna play some Family Feud. It's 8 o'clock,
time for hot talk.
Make sure the radio is in the right spot. 97.1, time for ear fun with my two main men, Conway and Whitman.
8 o'clock, time for hot talk. Make sure that the radio dial's in the right spot. 97.1, time for ear fun with my two main men, Conway and Whitman. All these Jews want is 3 hours a night.
What?
In between commercials, I'm a blaze the Nora Bright.
Blaze it up!
You got a joke? Make like it's laugh. Don't be a mumser, pick up the phone fast. 520-971-WOO.
520-971-WOO. 520-971-WOO. 520-971-WOO.
It's 8 o'clock,
time for hot talk.
Make sure the radio dials in the right spot. 97.1, time for ear fun with my two main men, Conway and Whitman.
8 o'clock, time for hot talk. Make sure the radio dials in the right spot. Time for ear fun,
97.1,
with my two main men, Conway and Whitman.
Friday night rolls around, good Shabbos to y'all.
Will Whitman be there tonight to give Conway a call?
Ring. OCD freak loving his dogs, popping that Wellbutrin like Hanukkah gelt, fool.
Timmy's betting the ponies, losing the shekels. Sophia's sitting there saying,
oh, Babu.
Oh, Babu. Oh, Babu.
Oh, Babu.
Oh, Babu.
It's 8 o'clock,
time for hot talk.
Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot. 97.1, time for ear fun with my two main men, Conway and Whitman.
8 o'clock, time for hot talk. Make sure the radio dial's in the right spot.
Definitely.
97.1, time for ear fun with my main man, Conway and Whitman.
Big Jimmy!
Yeah, keep it kosher, keep it kosher.
Keep it kosher, Jews.
Put on that tefillin.
Jew unit.
We out like overalls. Pimping.
All right, there you go, folks.
Wow.
That's hot, dude, isn't it?
That be the new theme song for the Conway and Whitman show. We'll take the first 5 out of 9 calls.
Right. We'll vote 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. Smash it or trash it. If you like it, you say smash it. If you don't like it, you say trash it. And we're the two guys who bring ear fun every night.
All right. Adam Macadocious is with us. What's up, dude?
Oh, just marinating.
All right. Now, you are both of Jewish heritage, right?
Shazam, I got bris and bar mitzvah.
All right. Look at you. Both huge embarrassments to otherwise a very quality religion. Now, you wrote the music or you wrote the lyrics?
I wrote the hook mainly, and Jerry and I co-wrote the verses.
Adam, what was it like collaborating with Jerry Wachowski?
Oh, man, it was a challenge, I'll tell you that much.
That's right.
It was real interesting, though. It was real funny. Jerry's real into himself.
All right, we're going to take some calls here. You ready, dude?
Sorry, Jerry.
All right. Melissa and Diamond Bar, you like it?
I did not, guys. I'm going to have to say trash it.
Ooh, trash it.
Is this Mel or Melissa?
I'm Melissa.
Melissa. Oh, okay. Just sound like a guy. All right. So that's one for a hated it.
Yeah,
right?
But it's only one vote, so, you know.
Yeah. We're gonna go 5 of 9.
Right, sure. And we'll mathematically either smash it or trash it, crank it or yank it.
I'd like to see Melissa write something that catchy.
Right. All right. Let's talk to a Jerry in La Mirada. What do you think, dude?
Don't attack people, Jerry.
Well, I tell you what, I was going to smash it, but when I heard your daughter on there, Tim, it was great, okay? But then it locked it in when Gina said that. So I'm going to have to say it's good. I like it.
Smash
it's
good. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations. You got one guy who loved it and a chick who hated it. Are you taking bong loads right now,
dude? Yeah, sorry for coughing. I'm puffing on this little...
Would you like
right
us
here
to call you back, Adam, or is this
no,
a bad time?
No, it's time? All good. I'm there. I'll push the cough button. I'm sorry.
Right. I thought you'd take December off of the weed.
February you take off.
That's February. It's Chronica now. It's time to celebrate.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the shortest month of the year you take off.
That's
all right.
Right.
Let's talk to Liam on the 101 Freeway. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you think about the new Conway and Whitman theme song?
Babu.
Hey.
Hey, I'm going to say Whitman lost $6,600.
Well, that was last night's contest.
You're about 24 hours late.
I love it. I love it.
All right. All right. Congratulations,
yeah. Thank you.
It's 2-1. Two people love it. Melissa hates it. Let's talk to a Philip in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Smash it.
Smash it.
Does that mean good or bad?
That's good.
It's bad.
Let's oh, you see. Got it wrong then, dude.
It's bad.
Yeah, again, folks.
No, he said smash it. We got to take that.
Smash.
No, but he meant smash it like break it.
Right, but here's what smash it is like smash. It's a smash. Like if a movie is a smash, it's huge.
All right, so it's a smash or you want to throw out the trash?
Right, isn't it obvious? Trash it? Isn't trash it obviously the bad
yeah, but
way?
But smash it means not so great either.
No, smash it. Like it's a smash hit.
Trash it.
All right, we got it. So it's 2-2.
2-2. Very, very tight competition here. First one to 5 wins.
Do I win $500?
No.
Elizabeth in Westwood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Wow. Definitely trash.
Trash. Uh-oh.
Yikes.
Chicks that don't... was possibly the worst, like, rap sequence I've ever possibly heard in my life.
Wow.
With two kosher
not
Jewish
good
dudes.
Not a compliment.
Well, she clearly doesn't get the joke. That.
No.
You clearly aren't hip to the whole Jewish flavor of it.
This is Elizabeth. This is Elizabeth Johnson. She's the head writer for Letterman. She understands humor.
Exactly. And therefore,
right,
you suck.
Okay.
Wow.
Sweetheart, please.
You notice it's
not as much as you?
You know, it's mostly chicks who are saying that it's bad.
Yeah, two chicks hate it.
Yeah, I think that's a female thing.
Yeah.
That's because they haven't seen me yet.
All right. Adam in Hacienda Heights, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you think about the new theme song?
What up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Well, this sounds promising.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Can you do a Brooklyn voice and say, are you kidding me with this?
No, I'm not a circus monkey, sir. we're taking votes here. Smash
this
it.
Doesn't look good.
Smash it or trash it.
Trash that.
Trash it.
Uh-huh. On it.
Yikes.
All right, man. That's 4 for trash it. 2 say they love it. Uh-oh.
Yikes.
That's not going in the right direction, fellas.
One more, I didn't like it, and it's over.
It's over.
Dennis
in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you think about the new theme song?
Holy Christ. That should be the theme song for the Iraq War. Trash that garbage.
Wow. All right. Well,
was that supposed to be funny, by the way? Or?
I don't get it.
That's 5-2.
Well, his vote was clear. I mean, the people are speaking here tonight.
What do you think it is about that song that people
that
don't
people
like?
People just
I
don't get
it.
It's people are idiots.
I like the song.
Well, look,
they're goyim and they're haters.
You know, guys, look.
First of all, they're anti-Semitic for one thing.
Right. If you don't like the song, you're an anti-Semite.
Right.
Well, I think that's just a whole bunch of Jimmy Carter fans calling in.
Right. Because he's an anti-Semite.
All right. All right, folks. Adam, we thank you for producing the song, buddy.
We like it.
Oh, no problem, man. Anytime, players. I'm sorry that there's a bunch of haters out there.
Yeah, well, at least you're not. What area code are you in?
818. Say it backwards. That's where you should get some callers from.
All right.
Get some 818 fans. Get some Valley Studs on the air, player.
All right, man. You're the best, dude.
All right, y'all.
All right. There he goes, everybody. 5-2. And I don't know what to do now. These guys spent a lot of time on that song.
Well, I think that there are a lot of people who do like it. I mean,
clearly, there are a lot of people who hate it.
Well, again, you know, that's the case.
I don't get it, man.
That's the case with everything. I mean, with any movie, for example, if you stop 100 people walking out of a movie theater, you'll get all sorts of opinions. You know, you say, hey, what'd you think of the movie? You know, or hey, what'd you think of the song? Some people will love it. Some will hate it. These guys took a lot of time and energy. I wouldn't want that to go out the window.
I will give Jerry props here. You know the movie that came out, Redacted?
Redacted, yes.
Yeah, it's like a Brian De Palma movie?
Yes, I believe so. I didn't see it.
And it's about, I guess, some U.S. servicemen who raped a 14-year-old and then shot the family in Iraq.
Oh.
Feel-good movie for the holidays.
Yeah, right, really.
Well, that came out last weekend, and more people have gone online to see Jerry eat cat food than saw that movie.
Oh, is that true?
That is absolutely true.
Really?
10,000 people have seen Jerry eat cat food. Or was it 3,000, right?
It was 3,000.
And the movie, Redacted, made $25,000. And you divide that by, what, $7 or $8 a seat?
Or 10, maybe, in some places.
Yeah. So that's about three. It's right. It's like neck and neck.
Right. But look at all the time and energy that went into probably making that movie. I mean, and compare that with Jerry just, you know.
It costs us nothing to put Jerry up on YouTube eating cat food. That's not true. It costs us 69 cents for the cat food.
Yeah, what was it? Fancy Feast, Jerry? Salmon flavor.
Salmon flavored
Fancy
Feast.
Are you proud that you spent 69 cents on your movie and Brian De Palma spent millions on his and you actually beat him in box office this weekend?
Well, I'm not sure if that's something to be proud of, but it's definitely an accomplishment that I don't think many have. Many can say that they, you know, rose
what
to.
What a tribute.
So.
To the people, you know, just they're not into.
How many people can say that?
I don't think you can get into an anti-war film.
Yeah, no, not this time of year. This time of year, I mean, what's that movie? Fred Claus with Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn and Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, Fred Claus. That's the kind of movie people want to watch. Santa Claus with Tim Allen. These are the kinds of movies I watched on television the other night. Chevy Chase in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's a good movie.
Yes, yeah, great movies like that. That's what you want to be watching this time of year.
All right, gang. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.